Last week, the City of Fayetteville Parks and Recreation Department held a kickoff event for a new community orchard, including a groundbreaking ceremony and a workshop to help plant the new trees. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda headed to the site of the new orchard to learn more about the project.
The Yvonne Richardson Community Center is located in a valley just east of the downtown Fayetteville Square. The clock tower of the old Washington County Courthouse sits atop a hill to the west, while the Fayetteville Confederate Cemetery sits atop a hill to the east. On the grounds of the community center, you'll find a brightly colored playground structure, as well as a fenced-in area that serves the Kids Crops Youth Gardening Program. The open space between these two structures serves as the site of the Yvonne Richardson Community Center's Community Orchard. Part of the funding for the orchard came from a $5,000 community tree planting grant through Keep America Beautiful and the UPS Foundation. Derek Lynn, urban forester for the city's Parks Department, says the Richardson Center has been a community resource for decades.
We saw this as a natural fit here at the Yvonne Richardson Center, a nice central location here in the middle of town, and then also on a firm foundation with the existing programs here that are already in place, with the groups of folks they already have here. And then also, just to your side here, up the hill is the Kid Crop Community Garden. And this has been a community garden for the last few years, led by Roxanne and Jennifer, some staff at the Parks Department. And this is, through the growing season, a great kids program to get kids involved in learning where food comes from in the ground, all through teaching them how to cook food with it. They made pizza last year, and so we just see this as a great fit here from the community that already exists.
In his State of the City address last month, Mayor Lionel Jordan made mention of the city being awarded a grant to establish a community orchard for local consumption in an underserved area. At the time of the application in early 2013, Arkansas ranked first in the nation in percentage of food insecure households. Also at that time, 37% of children in Washington County were food insecure. The new community orchard consists of 12 trees. Two are pecan trees, Lynn says they acquired from a grower in Texas. The remaining ones are a combination of apple and pear trees that were donated by Ames Orchard and Nursery. Guy Ames is the owner of the nursery.
The big problem with pears is fire blight, so these are fire blight resistant pears. We've got three Asian pears. They're really yummy. And three different varieties of European type pears that have fire blight resistance. And then the apples, we've got two super early varieties that are really easy to grow. And then, of course, Arkansas Black. We have to have Arkansas Blacks. Oh, and Arkansas. We've got another, actually, Arkansas's oldest heirloom variety, dates back to 1834, called Arkansas with a W.
Ames focuses on growing plants without pesticides and says the trees he has donated can be grown without pesticides and fungicides. In addition to his nursery, Ames also does work for the National Center for Appropriate Technology. While he doesn't remember exactly how he and Lynn met, he does know that he just happened to be working on a publication about community orchards when he learned about the one being planned for Fayetteville. According to this publication, the community orchard movement began in the early 1990s in England. The first community orchards were abandoned, privately owned orchards that were in danger of dying from neglect or being pushed out by development. These orchards were saved by citizens who were concerned about a number of things, including green space, the survival of old varieties, local history, healthy eating, and the beauty of the landscape. Ames says the trees in the Fayetteville orchard are 1 and 2 years old and will take a little bit of time before they produce fruit.
Arkansas Black is non-precocious, as the pomologist would say. It doesn't bear very early. Okay, but some of these are precocious. Shinko Asian pear that's going to be in here is very precocious, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's fruit on it in a couple of years. So it varies a lot by these varieties. Magnus is real shy to come into bearing, but some of these other pears will come in fast. Of the apples, the Pristine and the Williams Pride will come in pretty quickly.
To help protect the trees, urban forester Derek Lynn says they will take a number of precautionary steps. For example, they are going to erect a fence to help keep deer away. They will also place protective wraps around the bottom portion of the tree's trunks to help protect from other types of wildlife. to help keep weeds down and maintain moisture after being watered, the trees will be surrounded by a ring of mulch. Guy Ames will also come to the orchard to give pruning workshops to local residents, and he says hopefully the community will eventually take that part over. Looking forward, Ames says he would love to see more of these orchards in the area. He says community orchards can be beneficial in a number of ways. They can serve as a site for social gatherings, such as weddings and family reunions. They can also provide educational opportunities, a tranquil place to relax, and of course, they provide food.
Hopefully, someday there'll be a lot of fruit. And there'll be an opportunity for the community here to decide what they want to do with the fruit. The community orchard is, you know, I'm involved here at the first, Derek's here involved at the first, but ultimately we hope the community will be making these decisions, and hopefully someday they'll have to fight over what they're going to do with the harvest. It'd be a good problem to have, and I suspect we will have it. So that'll be one of the things, too. I'd like to think that some of the surplus would go to food pantries and things like that. So, and then, of course, there's the Yvonne Richardson Center with these kids. You know, we can do cooking here, you know, preserving even. So, yeah, I see that happening, too.
Lynn agrees that when the trees do produce food, it will benefit the local community.
The food goes to the community, the folks that are out here taking care of it and enjoying it, the youth that are out here. I'm sure kids, we hope the kids' crops students will be able to enjoy the fruits. Like Guy said, if we have a surplus, another one of the visions with this type of undertaking is to be able to help make an impact on food security in the community as well. And so we want this to be seen as a way to help empower folks to understand how they can grow their own tasty food themselves.
To see the community orchard for yourself, you can head to 240 East Rock Street in Fayetteville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.